Some Squid Game fans are claiming to remember a dialogue exchange that could indicate a big connection between the frontman and another major figure. But as everything with this show, not all is as it seems. The fan theory is based on what seems like a throwaway line in the second season's fifth episode, where player one, Wong In-ho, who is secretly the frontman who runs the whole show, gives his carton of milk to Joon-hee.
"Just take it. I don't want it. I can't drink milk anyway."
A meme that's been shared quite a bit on X has an altered quote where the first season's player one, Oh Il-nam, states outright that his son couldn't drink milk. This has led to considerable debate about whether In-ho is Il-nam's son, with some insisting that's the case. Problem is, Il-nam doesn't say it so directly in the actual show. After Song Gi-hun ineffectively asks for chocolate milk because he had a hard time digesting the regular kind, Il-nam says,
"As a kid, I'm willing to bet you got spanked a lot."
"How did you know?"
"My son did too. He was just like you, friend."
So is Il-nam's comment there about Gi-hun's lactose intolerance or just his troublemaking personality? It's harder to tell in the show's dialogue than the purported screenshot makes it out to be. It doesn't mean that it couldn't be true, but it's not as strong a connection as it may seem if you haven't watched season 1 in a while and remember Il-nam's exact wording. Some X users also pointed out another complication, in that we already know one key detail about In-ho's family. Namely, he's the brother of police officer Hong Joon-ho. But some theorists think the scene where Joon-ho has dinner with his mother holds the key to that.
"I just don't want him to think I loved him any less, or feel that since I wasn't his birth mother, I put your needs first."
Some took that line to mean that In-ho is adopted, which could keep the theory that he's Il-nam's son afloat. Others aren't buying it, though, taking that line to mean that Joon-ho and In-ho still have the same father, making them half-brothers. Plus, if In-ho is adopted, how would Il-nam know him well enough to recall his behavior and compare him to Gi-hun? Would he have been adopted as an older child? Why would Il-nam have given him up for adoption, given that he seemed close to him? There are a lot of questions left to answer to make all the elements of this theory really line up. A Reddit thread about the theory makes another point that seems to shout red light. Namely, that lots of Korean adults are lactose intolerant. A Cambridge University Press study from 2017 found, "Generally, dairy consumption is much lower in Asians, especially in Koreans, because dairy foods are not a part of the traditional Korean diet, and 75% of Koreans have lactose intolerance." Not only does this raise the question as to why the guards are serving milk on the island to begin with, maybe it's part of the psychological and physical torture, but it also makes a revelation involving someone not drinking milk less than a smoking gun. As one Reddit commenter noted, 75% of Koreans are lactose intolerant, 75% of Koreans are Il-nam's son. So could this theory bear out in Squid Game Season 3? There are definitely some reasons to doubt it, but the show has proven it's full of surprises.